the degree and accuracy of the direction you give them establishes the speed and finality of the blow. And if you want a slow blow, you're going to have a long session, a long series of sessions. It's going to take a long time. If you want a fast blow, you're very didactic, very positive, and totally not confused. And you get tone 40 auditing. Nothing confused about the auditor in a tone 40 session. The pre-clear pulls out blow after blow. See? He pulls out tricks. First, they're just origins, one kind or another. And then they're tricks, and then they're somatics, and then they're stomach aches. And these things are just floating to the top, just one right after the other. Bing, 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 bing. None of them interrupt the positive control. Therefore, you just continue to run out all the times when he has tried to control things and has had them blow up in his face. After a while, he gets the idea to control things. This is the engramic, you might say, content of a civilization, or otherwise, that it is chaos opposed to good control. If the chaos can be continued in restimulation by a government or a person, why, the individual who couldn't handle it anyhow remains quiet. But the moment you no longer restimulate this chaos, the individual kind of wogs out of it and looks around and says, well, it's quiet enough now. Maybe I'll start to handle something. And, of course, he misgauges the effort on the line completely, and he goes tearing around in circles. It's very interesting to watch a child move up into his teens. His parents have been giving him the good HC, you know, go to bed, no, don't go to bed, now get up, no, go to bed, go to bed, I have something to eat, did you wash your face, why don't you have a glass of milk, no, you, there isn't any milk, you know, he's been getting good HC, familial style. He gets up into the teens, and all of a sudden his parents aren't applying very much duress at him, he revolts. Well, what's this revolt? This revolt is really not a feeling, sentient, knowing revolt at all. It is a re-stimulation of his own efforts to take care of the chaos which happened to him years ago. So actually, bad control breeds periods of chaos which will someday explode. And an auditor can explode these with great rapidity. So much for a basic theory of what goes on in this. Now, the actual appearances that come out of this are quite fascinating. One of the appearances is that an individual likes lots of drama or needs lots of drama. One of the things you'd read out of this, you'd say, well, if a Thetan would stand up to that much chaos, he must like it. That's not true. He doesn't like it, but it is at least something to do. It doesn't play too much part in it. But we get a whole side panel of rationale about which I'm going to talk to you. And that is his misconceptions, I could hardly call them conceptions, of what is worth confronting. His ideas of what should be confronted. This fellow had a nice art collection. He lived a fairly orderly existence. He was an interesting conversationalist. He lived in this Maryland village, and he never had a caller. Nobody ever came to see him. Nobody ever came near him, and so on. He lived a life of great idleness. One day he died, and everybody went to his funeral. Oh, what kind of a silly thing is this? Well, obviously, a funeral is worth confronting, isn't it? But a live being isn't, is he?